Our Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks that you have gathered us here once more.
神来天父，我哋都再一次聚集去感谢你。
Indeed, as the song says, we ask that you truly purify our hearts, that we may truly become holy as you are holy.
都恳请你，好似头先诗歌所唱嘅，真系去洁净我哋嘅心，以致我哋都成为圣洁，正如你系圣洁嘅一样。
We pray that you may remove any distractions from our heart at this time.
恳求你，即系从我哋心里面将任何纷扰我哋、令我哋分心嘅事情都拎走，
So that our attention, may truly be on you and on you alone.
以致我哋嘅专注力真系完全嘅集中喺你身上。
We also want to remember those who are weak at this moment, who are not well.
我哋都想特别去祷告纪念嗰啲身体软弱唔舒服嘅。
May you, strengthen them and that you truly be the source of strength in this time of weakness.
求你去坚固佢哋，真系喺佢哋软弱里面嘅时候，真系去帮助佢哋，成为佢哋嘅力量。
May your name truly be glorified in our midst.
愿你嘅名喺哋当中被高举，
Amen.
荣耀，阿门。
Just wanted to also thank Brother Fly and Brother Alex for leading us in song worship just now.
咁我都想喺度多谢阿辉弟兄同埋 Alex 弟兄头先咧，用带我哋去用诗歌去敬拜神。
Okay, so I guess by now when you see me standing here, you know what we're gonna be talking about, right?
咁 我相信咧嚟到今时今日，如果你哋见到我企喺呢度，都应该知道我哋讲紧嘅题目系乜嘢啦。
So we will continue to looking at the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
咁我哋就会继续去探讨咧圣灵果子嘅特征。
So today we've come to the last two characteristics listed in verse 22.
咁我哋今日咧就已经嚟到加泰书5:22，最尾嗰两个嘅特征，
Which is goodness and faithfulness.
就系良善同埋信实。
So, for the sake of those who may not be with us last time, we'll read this passage again in Galatians 5:22 to 23.
咁为咗我哋当中可能咧系之前讲到系你唔喺度嘅弟兄姊妹朋友咧，我哋可以从加泰书5:22一路读到23节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So, fruit of the Spirit is what we as Christians are supposed to produce in our life when we are truly living and walking by the Spirit.
所以咧，圣灵嘅果子啊，就系我哋作为基督徒，如果我哋真系时刻咧活喺圣灵里面，顺从圣灵嘅时候咧，喺我哋嘅生活里面应该会产生出嚟嘅一啲特征。
And we cannot produce this fruit of the Spirit on our own.
而我哋系冇办法咧，靠自己嘅能力可以产生呢啲圣灵嘅果子。
Because it is the result of God's working in our life.
因为咧，圣灵果子其实系神喺我哋生命里面嘅工作带嚟一个结果。
So the fruit of the Spirit consists of God's characters.
咁咧，圣灵嘅果子啊，可以话系包含咗神佢自己嘅性情。
And as his children, then we ought to bear the same characteristics, as him.
咁作为神嘅儿女咧，咁我哋都应该同样分享神嘅性情。
As they say, well, like father, like son, right?
正如我哋都成日话啦，有其父必有其子。
And sometimes we not only see the resemblance in a father and son's physical appearance, but also in their conduct.
咁好多时候咧，我哋唔单止系见到两父子嘅样啊，外貌上好相似，而系咧，佢哋行事为人咧，都有好多好类似嘅地方噶。
Maybe the way they walk or the way they talk.
可能系佢哋行路嘅姿势啦，或者佢哋讲嘢嘅方式。
So spiritually speaking, it is the same.
所以嚟到属灵嘅层面咧，都系一样嘅。
So if we are truly children of God, then we are to reflect the Father's character as described in the fruit of the Spirit.
所以如果我哋真系神嘅儿女咧，咁我哋都应该喺生命里面能够体现出咧圣灵嘅果子入面所描述嘅唔同嘅神嘅性情。
Okay, so we will start with the goodness first. We'll see what it is like.
咁我哋首先咧就从良善开始啦，睇下良善系点样嘅咧。
Now, the Bible says a lot about God's goodness.
圣经入面咧有好多对神嘅良善嘅描述。
One of them we can look at in the Psalm 145, verse 9.
咁其中一方面，我哋可以喺诗篇145篇第9节嗰度睇到。
It says that Yahweh is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works.
诗篇145篇第9节，耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所做的。
So it says that God is good, not only to certain people, but to everyone without exception, right? Because it says all.
嗱，咁呢度讲到咧，神咧佢系良善嘅，而且唔系净系对某一啲人，而系咧对所有人系冇例外嘅。
But what do you think?
咁但系你又觉得系咪咁咧？
Is God good to you?
神对你系咪良善嘅咧？
Maybe.
或者啦，
Or sometimes.
定系只系友善啦？
Yeah, well, most of us often equate the goodness of God with the rightness of our circumstances.
咁咧，好多时候我哋都会将咧神系咪良善，同我哋生活中啊，一切系咪顺利，系咪过得好咧，咁样去联系在一齐。
So when everything in life goes according to our way, then we say, yes, God is good, right?
当生活咧样样都系顺住我哋自己嘅心意咁样，一切顺利嘅时候，我哋就会话啊，神系好嘅，系美善嘅，
Yeah, God is on my side.
神咧系企喺我嗰边嘅。
But when things aren't going our way, what do we say?
但系咧，当事情咧唔系好似我哋希望咁样发生嘅时候，我哋又会点讲咧？
Well, we may not say it out loud, but we probably say it in our heart that God is not good.
虽然我哋未必会开口咁讲出声，但系喺我哋心里面，可能我哋就会话神，你一啲都唔良
We
善，
say God is not fair.
甚至你觉得神唔公平。
So is God good or not good?
咁究竟神系良善啦，定系唔良善嘅咧？
Or what about yourself? Do you consider yourself a good person?
咁你自己又系点咧？你认为自己系咪一个好人咧？
Or is it also sometimes a good person?
定系都系啊？有时我都系一个好人嚟嘅。
But the question is that, is this sometimes good enough to be considered good?
嗱，个问题就系啦，如果我只系有啲时候系好人，咁究竟足唔足够令到你真系成为一个好人咧？
So how do you know if someone is good or not?
咁究竟我哋又点样去分辨一个人系咪好，系咪良善嘅咧？
So this question is probably of more interest to those of you who are looking for a life partner. Sorry.
咁可能呢个问题咧，对于正喺度寻找紧你人生嘅伴侣另一半嘅人嚟讲，就更加重要啦。
I mean, after all, choosing a good life partner is important, right?
咁因为要拣到一个好嘅一生嘅伴侣啊，都系好重要噶嘛，系
You
咪？
know, it'll affect the rest of your life.
会影响你嘅下半生嘅，
Yeah, so how do we tell?
咁究竟我哋点样去分辨呢？
Well, apparently, good can mean different things to different people.
但系咧，原来咧好或者良善吓呢样嘢，对唔同人咧都有唔同嘅含义嘅。
For example, when someone asks you, "How are you?"
嗱，譬如有人问候你，你好吗？
It has become natural for us to respond with, "What? I'm good, right?"
咁好自然，大家都会回应就哦，好好啊，几好啊咁。
So when we say this, we are really saying I'm well, right? Or I'm doing fine, which is referring to our general well-being.
咁当我哋咁样去回应嘅时候咧，其实应该系喺度讲紧我哋普遍嚟讲啦，都系算系几好嘅个状态，整体嚟讲都系好嘅。
And our culture and also influences our understanding of what is good.
而且我哋嘅文化咧，亦都会影响我哋对乜嘢为之系好呢方面嘅理解。
So take for example, the left-hand greetings.
譬如啦，有一个文化，佢哋入面用左手问候呢方面，
I mean, to us, the left hand, right hand to greet people, it doesn't matter, right?
可能对于我哋嚟讲咧，你用右手同人哋问候，或者用左手都唔系咁大嘅问题啊。
But in most Arab countries, the left hand is considered unclean.
但系咧，原来喺大多数阿拉伯嘅国家入面啊，左手咧系被认为系唔洁净嘅。
And it is extremely rude to use your left hand for a handshake or to wave, greeting. Okay.
咁所以如果当你用左手同人握手，或者甚至只系同人哋挥手打招呼咧，其实系极其冇礼貌嘅。
So actually, back in the country where I was born, we call this left hand a bad hand, and this right hand is a good hand.
咁其实咧喺我出世嘅国家入面啊，我哋咧会叫左手咧系嗰只唔好嘅嗰只手，而右手咧就系好嘅嗰只手。
It is for the very same reason.
咁都系因为呢个原因，头先讲到呢个洁净唔洁净嘅问题。
If you want to know why, there's a story to that bell. I'll tell you later.
咁 如果大家有兴趣知道点解系咁样咧，我其实系有一段估嘅，不过而家就唔同大家讲住啦，之后同大家分享啦。
So, and especially for those of you who are planning to take a trip overseas to a third world country next year.
咁尤其对于当中，如果你哋出年有计划要去到一啲第三世界国家嘅人嚟讲咧。
So maybe it is good to learn a little bit, you know, about this, you know, and to be a bit sensitive to the local culture.
咁可能咧都會係有一處就係你哋去了解多啲當地嘅文化啦，去理解佢哋對好同唔好或者各方面嘅概念啦，去明白人哋嘅文化。
And to try to understand, you know, their concept of good, so you will not unnecessarily offend anyone.
咁當你明白咗佢哋對所謂好嘅概念嘅時候咧，咁亦都會幫助你咧，就唔會咁容易唔小心冒犯到其他人。
So in English, the word good can be quite confusing because we don't make distinction, you know, between the word good used in contrast with bad or ugly, and the word good used in contrast with evil.
咁可能嚟到英文啊，当我哋用到呢个好呢个字咧，其实有时系比较容易混淆嘅，因为咧我哋喺英文里面系唔会特别区分啊，究竟我讲紧呢种好系相对紧可能唔一啲丑陋啊，唔好嘅嘢啦，变坏咗嘢啊，定系同紧邪恶呢一种善良呢方面嘅好咁样去分别出嚟嘅。
For example, so we use good to describe a person's competence, such as if the person is good in math, we say, well, he's good in math.
咁例如啦，我哋喺英文里面，我哋会用呢个好字咧去描述一个人嘅能力。例如佢喺数学方面系咪好擅长啦？咁如果个人系好叻数学，你就话佢数学好好嘅咁。
Or in terms of behavior, such as, oh, he's a good child.
咁又或者喺行为方面啦，如果一个小朋友好乖，咁你都会话佢系一个好孩子。
Or it is to describe something enjoyable, such as good party. We have good food. Like last Sunday, we all had a good Christmas lunch, right?
咁又或者咧，系描述一啲令人哋好愉悦、好开心嘅事情啊，就一啲可能系一啲好嘅聚会啊，啲派对啊，话有好嘅食物啊，好嘅时光，就好似我哋上个礼拜日咁样，哇，有好多好美味嘅食物。
But it is also used. It is also used to indicate moral excellence, such as good works or good deeds.
咁但系其实呢个好字咧，亦都可以爱嚟去形容一啲好卓越嘅道德方面。咁咧，例如一啲嘅善行咁样。
But in its original Greek word, there are two words that we translate into this one English word, good.
咁但系其实原来咧喺希腊原文咧，我哋。翻译成为英文呢个 good 呢个好字咧，其实系有两个唔同嘅原文字嘅。
Yeah, they are agathos and kalos.
就系 agathos 同埋 kalos 呢两个原文字。
So agathos refers to being good, such as a person's character of heart.
咁 agathos 咧指嘅系一个人内心品格方面嘅善良。
So it is about good on in the inside.
咁系主要指到一个人内在方面嘅呢方面嘅良善。
Whereas Carlos refers to doing good.
但系咧，Carlos 咧更加多系讲到你行为上做出嚟嘅行呢啲善行。
Yeah, so it is more like an outward expression of good.
咁所以话咧，更多系一个外在嘅良善嘅表现。
So the word that is relevant to our message today is agathos. So the one that describes character.
咁而我哋今日要讨论嘅关于呢个良善嘅字啊原文咧，就系 agathos， 更加多咧系指到一个人性情方面、性格方面呢方面嘅良善。
Because that is the word used in the fruit of the spirit。
因为嗰个咧就系我哋头先睇圣灵所结嘅果子入面所用嗰个原文字啦，良善。
Now, but speaking of a person's character, it also varies。
咁但系讲到一个人嘅性情、性格咧，其实都系有分别噶。
So some are better than others.
有啲人会比其他人更加好。
So how do you know to what level of good is good enough?
咁你又点可以知道究竟要到到乜嘢嘅水准嘅良善先至够好呢？
So is there a standard of good we can use to measure against?
究竟有冇一个可以爱嚟衡量善嘅标准呢？
And if you consider yourself good, okay, how do you tell how good you are?
如果你认为自己系一个好人，你又点样去分辨自己有几咁好呢？
So do we have a standard of good that we can use to compare ourselves with?
我哋有冇一个用嚟量度善行嘅标准，可以咧爱嚟俾自己去对比，睇下自己好唔好呢？
So I think we tend to measure good in terms of doing good rather than being good.
咁我相信我哋大部分人咧都会倾向就系用一啲外在嘅行为啦，我哋有冇做好事啊，行善嚟量度我哋自己系咪一个良善嘅人，多过咧我哋本身嘅品格品质系咪有呢个良善性
So many people think that they are good because they do many good things.
质。所以好多人咧都会认为自己一个好人，因为佢做咗好多嘅所谓嘅好事。
Or because they don't do bad things.
又或者咧，佢哋冇做坏事。
But then, how many good things must you do to be considered good enough?
但究竟你要做几多嘅好事，先至可以系被定义为足够好咧？
You may say, well, 10, doing 10 good things is good enough, but others may say, no, it's not enough, 20 is enough.
咁可能你会话啊，做10件好事已经好足够，就系够系好噶啦。咁但系其他人可能觉得唔够啊，你起码都要做20件好事啦。
So then, who decides whether 10 or 20 is good enough?
咁究竟最终由边个嚟决定啊？究竟要做10件好事先为之好啊，定系做20件好事先为之好咧？
So again, is there an absolute standard of good that you can measure against?
所以我再问一次啦，究竟我哋有冇一个绝对嘅良善嘅标准可以俾我哋去衡量自己咧？
So let us take a look in Matthew 19, verses 16 to 17.
咁我哋一齐睇马太福音19章16至17节。
And it says here, someone came to him here is referring to Jesus, and he said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life? And he said to him, Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good, but if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments.
有一个人进前来问耶稣，老师，我该做什么善事才能得永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么问我关于善的事呢？只有一位是善良的。你若要进入永生，就该遵守诫命。
So this passage is taken from a familiar story to most of you.
咁呢段经文咧，系取自一个对大部分人嚟讲都几熟悉嘅一个故事。
It is about the rich young ruler, right?
就系嗰位年少嘅官，
And in other parallel passages, this young man is also called a lawyer, someone who studies the law of God.
咁喺其他平衡经文当中咧，亦都有形容呢位年轻人咧系一个律法师，即系话一个研究上帝律法嘅人。
So this man came to Jesus and asked what good thing he should do to obtain eternal life.
咁呢位年轻人嚟到耶稣面前咧，就问究竟我要做啲乜嘢善事咧，先能够得着永生？
But Jesus answered him with another question about what is good.
但耶稣咧就用另一个问题啊，去回答佢究竟乜嘢为之良善。
And Jesus said that there is only one who is good.
耶稣话只有一位咧系善嘅。
And in other parallel passages, it says, No one is good except God alone.
而喺其他平衡经文当中咧，就话到除咗神之外啊，冇其他人系良善嘅。
So, do we have an absolute standard of good we can measure ourselves against then?
咁所以究竟我哋有冇一个绝对嘅标准，能够去即系量度自己系咪良善呢？
Yes, God is that absolute standard of good.
原来系有嘅，神咧佢就系嗰个绝对嘅良善嘅标准。
But what does it mean?
咁但系咁又意味住乜嘢咧？
So it means that for anything or anyone to be called good, that good must be in accordance with the nature of God, who alone is good.
呢个就意味住。无论乜嘢嘅人事物要被称为良善咧，佢必须要符合咧，就系同神，亦都系呢个全世界全宇宙里面唯一良善嘅嗰位，佢嘅性情本身咧系大家系相符合嘅。
Okay, so that means that we need to have that the nature of God, which is good.
咁亦都即系话，我哋要有神佢嗰份性情，因为神佢自己就系良善嘅。
Otherwise, any good thing we do is not good.
如果唔系咧，其实就算一啲所谓嘅善行咧，都唔能够谈得上系真系嘅良善。
So, what is God's nature like that we can learn from?
咁究竟神嘅性情咧又系点？我哋以至我哋可以去学习咧？
So let's look at Psalm 92, verse 15.
咁我哋一齐睇诗篇92篇第15节。
It says that to declare that Yahweh is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
诗篇92篇15节，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
So the psalmist often describes God as a rock.
圣经诗篇入面咧，经常会形容神咧系一个磐石。
So the rock here is not a tip. It's not the type of rock that like the one you see on the roadside, or in a park. Small, tiny rocks, pebbles, type of rocks.
嗱，呢度讲到磐石咧，就唔系我哋一般喺公园啊，或者一啲小路嗰度见到嘅细细粒嘅石头仔，
But it is a huge, solid type of rock.
而系一块好巨大、好稳固嘅磐石。
So this huge rock symbolizes the unmovable and unshakable, consistent and unchanging characters of God.
咁所以呢块咁大嘅磐石咧，其实系喺度象征住神佢嗰种不变嘅性情，佢嘅性情系即系好稳定啦，系唔会轻易改变嘅。
So therefore, God's goodness is absolute because it's unchanging and consistent.
咁亦都代表咧，神佢嘅美善良善咧，其实系绝对嘅，因为佢本身系唔会好容易变嘅。
So it's unlike human goodness that is inconsistent depending on circumstances.
咁所以咧，就同我哋人性嘅所谓良善系好唔同嘅，因为人嘅性情咧都系好善变嘅。
So the psalmist also says that God is upright and there is no unrighteousness in him.
咁诗人亦都有讲到咧，神咧佢系良善正直嘅，喺佢里面系毫无不义嘅。
So in other words, God is holy. There is no evil in him. There is no sin in him.
咁换句话讲咧，神佢系圣洁嘅，喺佢里面咧系冇任何嘅邪恶，亦都冇任何罪。
So that means that the human goodness in us is not truly good because of our sinful nature.
咁亦都即系话咧，我哋入面嘅良善咧，都唔讲得上系真正嘅良善，因为我哋每个人都系有呢份罪喺我哋嘅人性里面。
So we may think that we are a good person because we don't do sinful things such as murder.
咁我哋好可能觉得自己系一个好人，因为我哋唔会去做啲伤天害理嘅事，例如去谋杀咁样。
But the fact that we don't do it, is it really because we are good or is it because of the law that is in place?
咁但我哋之所以唔去咁样做，或者我哋觉得自己系好人啊，系真系因为我哋本身系良善啦，定系只不过系法律起咗作用咧？
Say if that law was lifted, or if we think that, oh, we can get away with it, would we not commit those unlawful things?
嗱，如果我哋呢一切嘅律法都被废除啦，咁或者我哋觉得我哋有方法可以逃过呢啲嘅法律嘅制裁啊，咁其实我哋系咪就真系会确保自己唔会去犯嗰啲违法嘅事情咧？
Yeah, we don't usually murder or kill someone in a spur of moment, right?
咁我哋一般人都唔会无端端谂到要去谋杀人啦。
Like most of the time, it's a result of a premeditated thought.
其实好多嘅谋杀案啊，都系一啲经过深思熟虑，最后带嚟嘅结果。
Now, when I was back in primary one, there was this one boy in my class whom I really hated for no apparent reason.
咁当日咧，仲读紧小学一年班嘅时候咧，咁班上面就一个男孩啦，我都唔知点解，不过就系好讨厌佢，好唔中意佢嘅。
Now, he never did anything bad to me.
其实佢都冇对我做过啲咩坏事。
But I just didn't like his behavior. So annoying,
但系我就总之觉得佢啲行为举止咧系好令人讨厌嘅，
Too obnoxious, yeah, to my liking.
总之就对我嚟讲系我接受唔到，唔中意啦，好厌恶。
I hated him so much that I wanted to do something bad to him.
咁因为我咁讨厌呢个小男孩缘故咧，我就想去做一啲对佢唔好嘅嘢。
So I finally thought of a way how to do it.
咁我终于就谂到一个方法啦。
And one day, the opportunity came.
咁有一日机会就嚟咯。
So I managed to take another student's pencil case during a class recess when no one was in the classroom, and then I went and hid it inside the boys' school bag.
咁喺我哋咧休息嘅时候咧，咁系因为当时课室仲冇其他人啊嘛，咁我咧就谂到方法咧，就攞咗另一个同学仔嘅文具盒啦，咁跟住咧就收埋咗喺呢个好讨厌嘅男仔嘅书包里面。
So when recess time was over and everyone returned to the classroom, then this student realized that his pencil case was missing.
咁当我哋大家都放完小息啦，个个都翻返嚟课室咯。咁当然嗰、那个有个小男，即系另一个同学仔就发现佢嗰个铅笔盒唔见咗啦。
So since no one admitted to taking the pencil case, then finally the teacher will have to do a search.
咁因为冇人愿意承认咧，去偷咗呢一个文具盒啊。咁当然老师就要去搜查所有人嘅书包啦，去检查啦。
So and then she found it, inside this boy's school bag.
咁佢就發現咗呢個唔見咗嘅文具盒咧，就喺我討厭嗰個男孩嘅書包裏面。
Now, of course, this boy was in tears and he refused to admit, to taking the pencil case.
咁當然啦，你都想言之，個男孩就喊啦，佢一路都去否認有攞過呢個文具盒。
But no one believed him because, unfortunately, he was also known as a very naughty kid.
咁但係可惜咧，冇人相信佢嘅，因為咧佢都出咗名咧，係一個好調皮嘅男孩子嚟嘅。
But in the end, it became a kind of big thing, and then his parents got called, and then he got punished.
咁但系最后咧，件事都搞到好大啦。咁佢父母咧就被叫到嚟学校，然后呢个男孩子亦都要接受惩罚。
As for me, I felt very, very pleased.
但系至于我咧，我当时咧就非常之开心哦。
Mission accomplished. I managed to do this,
我就觉得哇，任务成功啦！我竟然成功咁去陷害咗呢个小男孩。
Yeah, I managed to make his life difficult.
我终于咧令到佢咧都冇咁好受啦。
Now, no one suspected me to be the one who did it.
冇任何一个人咧怀疑我其实系做呢件事嗰个幕后黑手啊！
Because all my life, I was known to be a good student, a good person.
因为咧一直以嚟咧喺人哋嘅眼中，我都系一个好学生，一个好人。
So basically, I was a nice little girl.
咁所以基本上我都系一个好乖巧嘅小女孩嚟嘅，
I also went to church, almost every Sunday.
而且我几乎每个星期日都会翻教会添。
So I knew what the Bible said about what was good.
所以其实我系知道圣经咧对善嘅定义系乜嘢嘅。
And yet, in my goodness, I was capable of doing this evil deed, even as a little child.
但系你睇下，即使喺我所谓好善良嘅人品里面，喺其实我都做出咗嗰种咁邪恶嘅行为，而且我当时仲系一个小朋友啫。
I was still in primary one, so I was about 7 years old.
我嗰时只系小一，即系大概7岁左右。
So why did I dare to do it?
咁究竟点解我会有胆咁样做咧？
So it was because I knew I could get away with it.
系因为我知道我可以逃脱责任，
So it all started with hatred in my heart.
所以其实呢一切咧都系源于我心里面嗰份仇恨。
I may not have killed this boy physically, but I did kill him in another way.
虽然咧我冇真系肉身上咁去谋杀咗呢个小男孩，但系其实我都系以紧另一种方式咧去谋杀咗佢。
It was called character assassination.
呢个就叫做人格嘅谋杀。
Because this poor boy's character has been tainted forever.
你可以话呢个可怜嘅小男孩咧，佢人格永远都受咗呢个污蔑吧。
So everyone would label him a liar and a thief out of no fault of his own.
咁其实佢根本就冇做错啦，但系从此之后咧，人哋都会帮佢贴上咗呢个系讲大话同埋小偷嘅标签。
And the first murder account recorded in the Bible also started off with a premeditated thought.
咁其实喺圣经入面记载嘅第一宗谋杀案咧，都系同样系经过深思熟虑嘅一啲嘅过程嘅。
It started off with jealousy that turned into anger in Cain's heart towards Abel.
咁佢呢一件谋杀案咧，就系该人咧，佢对自己嘅弟弟亚伯心中嗰份嫉妒，慢慢演变成为愤怒，最终导致佢要杀死佢自己嘅弟弟。
And in the end, it led him to kill his own brother.
Yeah, sorry, 系啦。
So the goodness of God is absolute because of the absence of evil.
所以咧，神嘅善咧，之所以系绝对嘅良善咧，系因为完全冇任何邪恶喺佢里面。
So to say that we are good when we still can harbor jealousy, hatred, or anger in our heart, is not to understand what it means to be good.
所以如果我哋以为自己系好好，甚至话自己系好人，但系咧我哋心里面其实仍然会话有一啲嫉妒啦、仇恨或者愤怒咧，咁其实我哋完全系仲唔理解乜嘢系良善。
So the fruit of the spirit cannot coexist with the deeds of the flesh.
所以咧，圣灵嘅果子系冇办法同我哋肉体嘅呢啲行为去并存嘅。
So Paul tells us to walk by the spirit so that we will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
保罗咧劝勉我哋要顺从圣灵，咁样我哋先唔会去满足肉体嘅私欲。
So it is either one or the other.
所以咧系一系你要呢样，一系就系另一样。
So the only way we can overcome the flesh and choose to walk by the Spirit is when our heart has truly been transformed by God.
咁而唯一一个能够帮助我哋真正胜过肉体，能够选择去顺从圣灵嘅途径咧，就系当我哋嘅心系被神所改变。
So how do we learn the goodness of God then?
咁我哋点样去学习神嘅良善呢？
Well, it is in following the Lord Jesus and applying his teaching in our life that our heart will be transformed.
就是透过我们去跟随主耶稣啦，并且去应用他的教导。咁当我们这样去行事为人，我们的心慢慢就会得到改变。Now,
many of Jesus' teaching and commandments have to do with human relationship.
耶稣很多方面的教导呢，都是，和他的诫命呢，都是跟人与人之间的关系有关的。
For example, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
例如，你要爱你嘅邻舍，如同自己。
And about loving your enemy.
甚至要爱你嘅仇敌。
To be at peace with one another.
要彼此和睦。
And forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
Yep, so it all has to do with human relationships.
全部咧都系关乎人与人之间嘅相处。
So what is the purpose of this?
咁究竟目的系乜嘢咧？
Well, it is because in relating to other people that one can see something about your spiritual life.
系因为啊，当你要同其他人相处嘅时候咧，先能够让你去睇到你嘅属灵方面、你属灵生命嘅一啲嘅问题。
If you cannot get on with other people, then your spiritual life has problem.
如果你唔能够好好咁同其他人相处咧，其实都反映出你嘅属灵生命咧系出咗问题嘅。
We may even genuinely believe that we are committed to God.
我哋甚至系好真诚咁相信自己系，哇，致力于去委身俾神。
But the acid test is in how you relate to one another.
但系最终嗰个测试啊，其实呢个检验咧，就系在乎你同其他人相处嘅时候系点样一个状况。
So we may profess to have faith, but where is the evidence of that faith?
所以你可以宣称自己系好有信心，但系你呢份信心嘅证据究竟又喺边度睇得到咧？
So it is in dealing with our wrong motives, with our wrong attitudes towards others, that our heart is being purified.
所以其实咧，正正就系当不断要处理我哋对其他人呢份背后错误嘅动机啊、态度嘅时候咧，我哋嘅心就一路去被炼净啦。It's
just like the song we sang just now, to purify. We're asking God to purify our hearts, right?
就真系好似我哋头先啱啱唱嘅诗歌入面讲到，要去炼净、洁净我哋嘅心。
How do we do it? This just we have to deal with what's in our heart.
咁我哋点可以做到呢样嘢？就系我哋真系要处理内心嘅问题。Yeah,
so in dealing with all the wrongs in our hearts, then we will be able to reflect more and more of the goodness of God through our life.
唯有咧，当我哋能够处理内心呢啲唔好嘅错误嘅行为啊，或者啲态度，跟住咧，跟住我哋先可能喺我哋生活里面咧，更多嘅反映神嘅美善。
Yeah. For example, last time we talked about forgiveness, right?
咁好似我哋上一次嘅信息咧，就有讲到关于宽恕呢方面啦。So
when we have wronged someone, then you have to have the humility to admit that it's your fault, and then you'll go and ask for their forgiveness.
咁要当你真系曾经伤害咗其他人嘅时候，你必须首先有呢份谦卑嘅心去承认你自己嘅错，并且咧去恳求对方嘅原谅，对方嘅宽恕。So
now remember that. Okay, that boy, okay, that I killed back in primary one.
咁头先都听到我头先分享我小学一年级嘅时候啊，所谓杀害咗嘅嗰位小男孩呢件事啦。
Well, many, 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 many years later, long after I left my hometown and established a life of my own.
咁其实经过好多好多年之后，我已经离乡别井，已经重新建立咗自己嘅生活之后。
The Lord reminded me of this incident and convicted me, of the sin that I had committed.
主咧就提醒翻我呢件事，并且咧即系令到我去即系责备我嘅良心啦，令我去为到当时所犯下呢份嘅错误呢份罪呢、这个罪咧，去感到非常内疚。
So I felt very remorseful and I really wish that I could find him and apologize to him.
我真系当时感到非常后悔啦，咁我心里面就好渴望能够揾翻呢个小男孩，即系揾翻呢个同学啦，然后就同佢道歉。
But the chance of finding him, was very slim because by then, 20 some years already passed.
但其实要揾翻呢个朋友仔嘅机会系好渺茫嘅，因为事隔咗成20几年啦。
What happened in 20 years? People can move, right?
咁20几年嘅时间，可能佢一家都可能搬走咗啦。
So he might have moved somewhere.
咁可能系咯，佢都搬离开咗个地方。
So, but vaguely, I remembered his parents' address.
咁我就好依稀咁记得佢父母嘅地址。
I still, for some reason, I still have the school yearbook, back in my parents' house.
咁同埋好奇蹟地咧，我竟然喺我父母屋企咧，仲留住当时我哋嗰啲学校嘅校友记录。
But by then, I'm not sure if he was still staying there with his parents. After all, he could have been married, and stay somewhere, right?
咁但系就算揾到佢父母地址，咁其实我都唔确认佢仲喺唔喺度住啦。可能佢都已经结咗婚，亦都自己成家搬走咗。
I mean, the parents may not be around anymore. I mean, the house could have been sold to somebody else.
甚至佢父母可能都已经唔再喺度，间屋都可能卖咗俾其他人啦。
But anyway, so with the encouragement of my husband, so the when and when I visited my hometown at one time, I decided to just give it a try.
咁咧，但系咧喺我嘅丈夫嘅鼓励之下，喺有一次我翻返去我乡下去探望屋企人嘅时候咧，我都决定即管试一试啦。
So I look up this address. I went there.
咁我就去查下睇下佢个地址啦，然后我就真系去到嗰度。
And guess what?
咁由你估下发生乜事
He
咧？
was still there.
佢竟然都仲住
Okay.
喺嗰度喎！
And by then he was already married. Yeah, he already has three children.
而喺当时咧，佢已经结咗婚，并且咧有3个小孩子。
And his mother was also staying there, but his father already passed by then.
咁而佢嘅母亲咧都仍然系同佢哋一齐住噶，不过佢嘅爸爸就已经过咗身啦。
It's a good thing that this boy still remembered me. By then he already grown.
咁 都好感恩、好庆幸咧，就系佢仲记得我。虽然当时当然佢都已经成长成年啦，
Okay, so he still remembered me, but he couldn't remember the incident.
佢其实仲记得我，但佢话唔记得咗嗰件事啦。
Now, I don't know if it was a good thing or not, but anyway, I was thankful that that incident did not seem to have harmed him in any way.
其实我都唔知究竟系好定唔好啦。佢话唔记得，不过我净系好感恩，系似乎嗰件事咧都冇话对佢造成一啲好大嘅伤害。
Now, although he claimed to have not remembered the incident, his mother still remembered.
虽然咧佢自己声称佢已经唔记得咗呢件事，但系佢嘅妈妈其实仍然记得好清楚。
And I think it was the forgiveness of his mother, that was more important to me.
咁所以，我后尾意识到，可能对我更加重要嘅系，我应该要恳求得到佢妈妈嘅宽恕。
I understand how it feels as a mother when to have your son accused of being a thief, right?
因为你可想而知，作为一个母亲，然后你自己嘅仔女被人哋去控诉话佢系一个小偷嘅时候，系咩感受？
So at least now she knows that her son was never, a thief or, he never, he may be naughty, but he was not that naughty to that point.
咁最少咧，佢媽媽都終於可以知道啊！雖然佢個仔可能都係好頑皮、曳，但係咧佢都唔係曳到話去做一個小偷咁樣。
And she was willing to forgive me, and that forgiveness, I think, had set me free from that guilt that had weighed in my heart all along.
咁而呢位母親都願意啦，去原諒我。咁得到佢嘅寬恕之後咧，就真係將我內心嗰種嘅罪疚感咧，終於去釋放出嚟。
So God is indeed a patient and kind God, and He's not just kind for the sake of being kind。
所以咧，神真系一位好有忍耐啦，亦都好恩慈、好慈爱嘅神。而佢嘅慈爱咧，唔系为咗所谓要做好人嗰种咁样嘅慈爱。
Yeah, his patience and kindness are not for the, they are for the purpose of our repentance and salvation.
佢嗰份嘅耐心同埋慈爱咧，系为咗引领我哋要悔改，系为咗我哋嘅救恩。
So he waited for this 20 some years for me to see my spiritual problem.
佢等咗我20几年，先俾我终于可以睇到、意识到自己属灵方面嘅问题。
So imagine if God is not willing to be patient, and then we say that God is slow. And maybe for, in this case, it's good, right? That he's slow.
咁 有时候可能我哋会嫌神做事好似太慢啦，但系其实喺呢件事你睇到，如果唔系因为佢嘅耐心咧，我都唔知点算啦。所以睇到可能佢嘅所谓慢，其实对我哋都系好嘅。
I mean, if he wasn't slow, I wouldn't have been standing here today.
如果唔系因为佢嘅所谓慢，咁其实我今日系唔会企喺呢度啦。
So God has shown his goodness to me through his patience, kindness, and love.
所以神咧，藉住佢嘅忍耐啦、佢嘅恩慈啦，同埋佢嘅爱咧，都去俾我品尝到佢嘅美善。
But because I have tasted his goodness in this way, so I now must learn to do the same to others.
咁但系因为我就系品尝过神佢嘅良善、佢嘅美善，所以我亦都应该要咁样去对待其他嘅人。
And that is how we learn God's goodness.
咁样咧就系我哋学习神嘅良善嘅一个方法。
Okay. So we'll continue to look at another character, which is faithfulness.
咁我哋而家咧就继续去睇神嘅另一方面嘅性情咧，就系佢嘅信实。
Yeah. So waiting is also another expression of faithfulness of God.
原来咧等待啊，都系一个神去表现佢嗰份信实嘅另一个方式。
So let us turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24.
咁我哋一齐翻去帖撒罗尼加前书5:24。
It says that faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
那照你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Yeah, so God is faithful, and we can depend on his faithfulness to complete that transformation work that he has begun in our heart.
神咧，佢系信实嘅，所以我哋咧可以去依赖神呢份信实咧，信得过佢一定会完成喺我哋心里面开始咗呢份改变嘅工作。
God is faithful, so we don't have to doubt about that.
上帝系信实嘅呢一点咧，我哋系唔需要有任何怀疑。
But the question is, are we also faithful to do our part so that he can bring the good works he has started in us to completion?
但系问题咧就系啦，我哋又系唔系去信实咁样忠诚咁样去履行我哋自己嘅部分，以致咧神佢可以顺利咁喺我哋身上面完成佢开始咗嘅呢份美善嘅工作咧？
Now, many Christians think that after they are baptized, they don't have anything else to do until Jesus returns.
咁好多基督徒咧就以为啊，我受咗浸之后咧，咁跟住直到主耶稣再嚟之间，其实我就冇乜嘢需要做噶啦。
So Paul says that we have indeed been saved by grace through faith, but it doesn't stop there.
但系使徒保罗却话咧，我哋确实系因着神嘅恩典，亦都藉住信心系得救啦。但系咧，就唔系喺嗰度就停咗嘅。
So baptism is not the end of our new life, but it is a beginning.
所以咧，受浸并唔系我哋呢个新生命嘅一个结局，而系咧一个起点啫。
Let's look at Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 10.
咁我哋一齐睇以弗所书2:8-10。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So if we look at verse 10, okay, we see in verse 10 that we are saved to do good works.
咁如果我哋睇第10节，就会留意到啦，我哋系得救啊，被拯救其实系为咗要预备我哋行善。
So we are not saved so that we can go back to enjoying our old life, the life that is governed by the flesh.
所以我哋得救咧，唔系为咗令我哋又可以翻返去从前去享受受肉体支配嘅嗰种旧生活。
So our faith must be reflected in our new way of life.
所以我哋呢份信心或者信仰，必须喺我哋呢个新生命里面去体现出嚟。
So the good works of our faith must be evident in our life.
所以咧，我哋因着信心所产生呢啲善行咧，系一定要喺我哋嘅新生活里面去俾人哋睇得见嘅。
Yeah, in this new life that is governed by the Spirit of God.
而呢个新生命咧，就系由神嘅灵去掌管、去支配一个生活。
So, and the evidence of that faith is shown through the fruit of the Spirit that God is doing in our new life.
而我哋呢个信心嘅证据、凭据咧，就系透过神喺我哋新生命里面咧所结嘅于圣灵嘅果子嗰度可以睇得到。
Yeah, so faith and faithfulness are the same word in the original Greek language.
咁喺希腊嘅原文咧，信心同埋信实咧，其实系同一个字嚟嘅。
So faithfulness is another attribute of God that should be present in the life of Christians.
咁所以信实啊，或者忠诚咧，系神嘅另一个性情，同样应该喺我哋每一个基督徒嘅生命里面睇得到。
So when God gives us the new life through faith, He expects that new life to grow and to bear fruit.
所以当神咧藉住我哋嘅信心啦，俾我哋呢个新生命嘅时候，佢亦都系期望住我哋呢个新生命能够长出呢啲结出呢啲属灵嘅果子。
And the fruit of the spirit doesn't grow overnight.
咁但系圣灵嘅果子系唔会一夜之间就生出嚟噶嘛？
A character transformation takes time.
我哋喺性情啊各方面嘅转变系需要时间。
As you can see that in my case, it took me 20 some years to finally see the seriousness of what I had done and to finally learn from it.
正如头先我所分享嘅例子啦，我自己用咗20几年，先至终于咧去意识到我当时所犯嘅错误有几咁严重，并且咧喺当中去吸取教训。
So God is faithful to mankind because He loves them. He doesn't want any to perish.
所以咧，神咧系对人类系非常嘅信实忠诚，佢系因为出于佢嘅爱，佢唔愿意有任何人灭亡。
So if we are to be faithful to Him, then we also have to love Him.
所以咧，如果我哋话要向神系忠诚嘅，咁我哋都必须要爱神。
Now, and this love, as we have learned in the past, it has to do with keeping his commandments, right? With obeying his commandments.
而正如我哋之前已经学到啦，呢份嘅爱咧，其实系同遵守神嘅诫命系息息相关嘅。
So when our love for God grows, our faithfulness to him will also grow.
所以当我哋对神嘅爱有增长嘅时候咧，我哋对神嗰份嘅忠诚，呢份信实都会增长。
Now, in Jesus' parable of the talents in Matthew 25, he tells of two faithful servants. Right?
在马太福音的25章里面，耶稣讲述了一个才干的比喻，入面就讲到有两位忠心的仆人。
There are three actually, but the faithful ones are only two.
虽然入面提到有三位仆人，但忠心的只有两个。
Now, these faithful servants, Jesus praised them because they used what they had been given to increase the master's wealth.
咁呢两个被称为忠心嘅仆人咧，就系佢哋利用主人所俾佢哋嘅财富啦，呢啲嘅所俾佢哋嘅资源，然后咧能够为主人咧去赚取更加多嘅。
So the master went away and he entrusted certain things to the to his servants to take care of. And then when he returned, then he rewarded the two faithful servants.
咁呢个比喻讲到咧，当时呢个主人因为要长时间离开啦，咁所以佢咧就交托咗唔同嘅任务啊，唔同嘅资源俾佢嘅仆人。咁但系当佢翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢见到嗰啲嗰两个忠心嘅仆人就又去奖赏佢哋。
And he said to them, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, so now I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
咁当时呢个主人咧就同嗰两个仆人讲啦：，你这又好又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要派你管理许多大事，请进来分享你主人嘅快乐。
So the master praised the two servants and called them good and faithful. Because they made an effort to multiply their master's wealth with what has been given them.
咁呢两个中心嘅仆人呢，系被称赞为又良善又忠心，佢哋系善良同信实嘅，因为佢哋呢好努力咁将主人俾佢哋嘅资源呢，去为主人带嚟更加多嘅增长财富。咁所以呢，系啦，神就称赞呢两位仆人。
So likewise, God has given us new life for good works.
其实咧，同样道理咧，神俾我哋呢个新生命咧，系为咗预备我哋要行善。
And we are stewards of this new life.
我哋系呢个新生命嘅一个管家，
So this new life that we live now is no longer our own.
所以我哋而家活嘅新生命啊，已经唔再系属于我哋自己嘅。
It is not for us to keep and use in whatever way we like.
呢个新生命咧，就唔系俾我哋自己保留，然后我中意点过就点过。
So if we are not faithful with it will be taken away in the end.
如果我哋唔忠心咧，最终其实神可以将呢一切拎走嘅。
And this is exactly what happens to the third servant in the parable, who did not receive any praise from his master.
而呢个咧，正正就系比喻里面咧第三个仆人，嗰位咧冇得到任何称赞嘅仆人咧，最终佢就系要经历一切都要从佢嗰度被夺去。
Yeah, so in order to multiply the master's wealth, faithfulness requires initiative on our part to think of ways to contribute to the advancement of the kingdom of God.
所以，如果我哋要有呢份嘅信实忠诚咧，其实需要我哋有呢份主动性，我哋主动去思考点样为到神嘅国度去作出贡献，令到可以更加去推进神嘅国。
So we need to have our eyes and ears wide open to the leading of the Spirit to find any opportunities to help out or to meet any needs.
咁所以我哋咧就要保持我哋嘅眼睛啦，同埋耳朵都系好敏感啦，能够随时留心神圣灵嘅带领，以至咧我哋能够去敏感到有任何嘅机会系我哋可以去付出去满足呢啲嘅需要。
It doesn't have to start with something grand. We can always start off with something small.
咁唔系咧，一下子就一定要做到好大嘅事业咁样啦。其实我哋可以从好小嘅事情开始。
So walking by the Spirit should be exciting and it should not be burdensome, right? Because as Jesus said, we are doing it out of love.
咁其实咧，去凭住圣灵而行咧，系应该系好刺激、叫人好兴奋嘅事啦，唔应该系一个重担嚟嘅。因为正如我哋之前亦都讲学过啦，其实我哋做呢一切背后动机系出于爱。
So a transformed person will have many ideas, and it is all for the purpose of how to build up one another in the body of Christ.
所以你会发现一个真正生命被改变嘅人咧，佢系会充满咗好多唔同嘅主意嘅，因为咧佢都系好，即系佢嗰个背后动机都系希望能够彼此嘅建立喺主里面。
Now, faithfulness actually is very closely related to love.
咁所以咧，信实同埋爱咧，其实好密切相关嘅。
Because the depth of your love for God will determine how faithful you will be to Him.
而你对神嗰份爱咧，将会决定你对佢有几咁嘅忠诚。
So, if you love a football so much, right? If you are a football fan, like you know who they
咁 如果你系非常热爱足球啊，咁你系一个足球迷，咁你哋都知道自己系讲紧边个系啦。
are. Okay. Now, I'm sure Joshua will understand. I'll identify with this very much. He's a great, football fan.
咁我相信特别我哋当中嘅 Joshua 可能会特别能够认同咧，因为佢都系一个好系啦，好忠心嘅足球拥趸。
Yeah, we have somebody back in my home church in Toronto who is also as a dire fan, as Joshua.
咁其实喺多伦多教会啦，即系我嚟嗰度教会都有类似 Joshua 咁样嘅弟兄，都系咁样。
Now, if you love something, say in this case, you love football so much, you are a die-hard fan, then you will not mind, right, going to great trouble to get tickets, like, to watch the game.
咁如果你真系咁热爱足球，话一个系咧，即系拥趸咧，咁其实你系绝对唔会介意要花好多嘅心思精力咧，去买到一张足球赛嘅门票。
Yeah, I learned that getting this ticket actually is not easy at all.
咁我后尾都明白，原来咧要买到一张飞都唔系咁简单嘅。
It require loyalty to begin with in order to get those tickets.
咁 一开始你都要证明到你嘅忠实、忠诚、勇系啦，你几咁一个几忠诚、忠实嘅勇等，咁你先有可能买到呢啲飞嘅。
So it doesn't matter how bad the weather gets, you know, you won't miss it, right?
咁就算天气几咁差咧，你都系唔会错过呢啲球赛嘅。
So your love for that team is what makes you a faithful fan.
所以其实系因为你对于呢支足球队嘅热爱咧，先令到你成为一个咁忠实嘅拥趸。
If you look at the third servant in the parable who did not receive the praise from the master, he had a very harsh opinion of his master.
但系如果你睇翻比喻入面咧，嗰个第三个仆人，即系冇去得到主人称赞嘅嗰位仆人咧，其实啊，佢去对主人嗰个嘅睇法评价系非常之苛刻嘅。
So his attitude towards his master is anything but love.
你可以睇到佢对主人嘅态度咧，系一啲爱嘅关系都冇嘅。
And it was reflected in the way he dealt with the talent that was entrusted to him.
而呢种嘅态度咧，亦都跟住就反映喺佢点样去处理交托咗俾佢嘅呢一啲嘅资源上面。
So the question now is that is your love for God deep enough to remain faithful to him to the end?
所以而家要问你嘅问题就系啦，你对神嘅爱啊，系咪足以令到你真系会去至死忠心咧？
Now, we are also called to be faithful in prayer.
我哋咧亦都被呼召要去喺祷告上面去忠诚信。保持呢份嘅信实。
Paul says we are to pray without ceasing.
保罗咧话我哋要不住嘅祷告。
Now, the word without ceasing emphasizes the importance of perseverance and consistency.
咁不住嘅呢个词语咧，强调嘅就系嗰份嘅坚持啦，同埋系连贯嘅，一路唔会间断嘅嗰份重要性。
So that is what faithfulness means, right? To persevere to the end until God answers.
咁其实信实嘅含义咧，正正就系咁样啦。你会坚持到底，直到咧上帝去回应你。
A prayer is an area in our life where it is most often neglected.
嗱，祷告咧系往往系我哋生活中最常被忽视咗嘅一个范畴。
But it is in fact the most important part of our spiritual life.
但系事实上咧，亦都系我哋属灵生命里面最重要嘅一个部分。
Prayer is our spiritual lifeline to God.
因为祷告咧，就系我哋同神之间呢个属灵嘅生命线。
And yet, many of us find it very difficult to persevere to the end in prayer.
但系你会发现咧，好多人咧都好难去坚持，去不断嘅咁样去祷告。
Yeah, we give up before we get the answer because we don't see the purpose in persevering in prayer.
好多时候，可能我哋都未睇到嗰个最终嘅回应嗰个结果咧，我哋就已经放弃咗，我哋就唔再继续祷告啦。原因咧系因为我哋睇唔到嗰个祷告嗰个意义何在。
Yeah, so we have much to learn from this persistent widow in the parable of the unjust judge in Luke 18.
所以其实我哋可以从咧路加福音18章入面嗰个不义嘅官呢个比喻里面咧，可以学到好多关于呢份坚持啊呢个嘅方面。
Yeah, a transformed character doesn't give up easily.
一个真系被神改变咗嘅性情咧，佢系唔会咁轻易放弃嘅。
Now we know our church anniversary theme for this year is watch and pray, right?
咁我哋都知道啦，我哋教会今年周年庆嘅主题咧，就系要去警醒祷告。
But it does it, it I'm sure it doesn't mean that we are to watch and pray only once or twice or, you know, three times, right?
咁但系好明显啦，我哋唔系鼓励大家咧，净系警醒祷告一次、两次、三次，
Yeah, but it is without ceasing.
而系咧不住嘅警醒祷告。
So how can we keep on watching and praying in this way without faithfulness?
所以如果冇呢份信实，我哋又点可能真系继续不断嘅坚持去警醒并且祷告呢？
Yeah, so it is interesting to know that this message of goodness and faithfulness is covered today.
咁其实咧都好有趣啊！如果大家留意啦，今日我哋去讲到呢个信实、良善同埋信实呢方面嘅主题，
Yeah, it is the last Sunday of the year.
而亦都系正正就系我哋一年嘅最后一个星期日。
So I did not plan it in this way, but it seems appropriate that we end the year with this message.
虽然我并冇刻意咁计划去安排喺今日去分享呢两方面，但系咧，似乎呢个主题咧都系好适合我哋作为一年结束嘅时候嘅主题。
Yeah, it is proper for us to reflect on the goodness and faithfulness of God to us as a church in the past 1 year.
咁都系非常嘅合宜咧，去俾我哋喺一年嘅结束嘅时候回望翻、数算翻神去对我哋嘅良善啦，同埋佢嘅信实，
And to give thanks to him, you know, for his goodness and faithfulness.
并且咧为到佢嘅良善同信实去感恩。
You know, that is also what the psalmist does in Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5.
亦都正正系诗人喺诗篇100篇4至5节嗰度所做嘅。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For Yahweh is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations.
诗篇100篇4至5节，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Yeah, so as we enter the new year, you know, may we learn, you know, to let the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our life.
咁，当我哋而家踏入新嘅一年里面咧，都愿我哋一齐学习，让圣灵嘅能力咧，真系喺我哋生命里面去运行。
And may God transform each and every one of us here to become dynamic Christians.
亦都愿神咧，佢真系去改变我哋，更新我哋每一个人，以至我哋都成为一位充满生命力嘅基督徒。
Dynamic Christians who are filled with the fruit of the Spirit for the purpose of building up the church towards unity in Christ.
就系成为一班充满动力、充满活力嘅，而且系充满神圣灵嘅果子嘅基督徒，为咗咧就系去一齐建立呢个基督身体，去保持呢份嘅合一。
Let us close in prayer.
咁我哋一齐用祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father, give thanks for your word today.
亲爱嘅耶和天父，我哋为到今日嘅话语去献上感谢。
Indeed, you have been good and faithful to us.
你确实系对我哋系既良善又信实，
And you're also patient and kind.
而且你亦都系充满忍耐同埋恩慈嘅。
We may take many of these things for granted.
我哋好多时候都会当作理所当然。
And yet, you choose to overlook all this transgressions that we make towards you.
但系咧，你却系选择愿意去原谅，去抹开一面，唔去顾念我哋呢一切嘅罪恶。
Help us also to learn to truly be like you.
求你就帮助我哋，真系学习真正嘅去效法你，
To make that as our aim in the coming year.
去以呢个为我哋新一年嘅目标。
Just want to give thanks once again for being able to be with one another here today.
咁我哋都想再一次去感恩啦，能够今日一齐聚集去同彼此一齐，
May you be pleased to dwell among us.
都愿你真系乐意嘅喺我哋当中去临在，
May your glory and praise be unto you.
愿一切嘅荣耀赞美都归俾你，
Amen.
阿门。